This is URN.
The Film Show Breakdown.
Here with me is Joseph.
Good evening.
And our guest from the silver screen, Kieran.
Hello, everyone.
So first we're going to be talking a bit about the silver screen. What does the silver screen do on a week-to-week basis, Kieran?
So every Thursday in the Hallward Library, we've got they've got a whole cinema room there.
And I've seen it. It's good.
Yeah. It is a good cinema room, I have to say. And it can probably seat about like 40, 50 people, and we show a film in that. And it's £1 entry for members each week and £2.50 for non-members.
So if you like the look of a film that's coming up, you don't even have to be a member to go see it?
No.
Members get a discount?
Yeah, so it's the membership is £2, yeah. But for each film you get essentially a £1.50 discount. So if you ever wanted to join, because it's only £1 for members,
yeah,
then I really recommend you get a membership and you head along. It's a great way to meet people. It's a great way to just hang out after uni. And you get to see a lot of films that you probably wouldn't see yourself that are usually really good.
Some pretty good stuff there. I know you're showing Bohemian Rhapsody next week. That was nominated for Best Picture. We had a lengthy discussion about that 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
What else have you shown this year?
So yesterday we showed a film called First Man.
We're going to be talking about that soon.
And yeah, we showed quite a lot of things in October. Well, what we've got coming up is we've obviously got Bohemian Rhapsody coming up next week. We've got The Square coming up for International Film Week, which
nice.
Is in a couple of weeks.
So it's a bit different there as well if you're wanting to see a different kind of film.
Well, we tried to show a lot of films that you wouldn't normally see, but a lot of films that were still big from the past year or so. So
like Ant-Man and the Wasp was first this year, right? A few weeks ago?
Yeah, we showed Ant-Man and the Wasp, and that I think we really packed the cinema screen out for that, and and even though it was a sequel, it was a really good film. I personally hadn't seen Ant-Man, but I thought it was really good. It was a really good evening, and it was a really good and funny picture.
Nice one. What special events have you got coming up?
So we've got in a couple of weeks' time, we've got a trip to the Savoy Cinema, which we're selling tickets to now.
That's for Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah, and that's for Captain Marvel. So the tickets are only open to members at the moment, but as I've said, it's only £2 to become a member. So
yeah.
And then it's only a couple of quid for the cinema tickets. And what we do at the Silver Screen is we use your membership fees to make sure you can get a discounted ticket compared to every other student that's going to go and see it in Lenton. And you also get to walk over with us, and you actually get a chance to like meet people there as well. So I think it's going to be a cracking film. We're seeing it at midnight when it comes out.
What are you doing for your last show of this term? We talked a bit about that before the show.
So what we do at the end of every semester is we have a poll on the Facebook where we have a members vote, where we usually put about 4 or 5 films up,
yeah,
and then people can vote on what they want. And then I think at the end of the winter semester, we showed The Incredibles and The Incredibles 2 right after the other.
Good back-to-back.
So that was a good back-to-back one, I have to say. And we filled that up quite well. And yeah, that was a good evening. Sorry.
Yesterday, you screened the First Man, you told us earlier. I watched this today in preparation for the show. And I got to say, I'm surprised at how little Oscar attention it got.
Yeah, it sort of did well in terms of like in what people thought, like in terms of their early predictions, in terms of like August and September after the reviews came out, and they were all positive, considering Damien Chazelle's recent track record at the Oscars. He obviously won Best Director for La La Land a couple of years ago, but it's completely underperformed. Even in places that you think it would get in, like editing and score, you'd think it'd be hands down a contender
and
for
sound editing.
It got nominated.
It lost to the show that to the movie you're showing next week, which is a fun twist of
fate. It's just interesting when they showed the clips at the ceremony on Sunday. The clips they showed for First Man in terms of sound editing were incredible. It was sort of like these massive kind of space shuttles and you know, rocket launches and all these kind of brilliant sound effects that are done. And with Bohemian Rhapsody, it was sort of just all just clapping and like shaking of instruments. It's like very minimal editing, sound editing going on, but it is what it is, isn't it?
But it is, of course, an Oscar-winning film, because
it did win,
very rightly, Best Visual Effects.
Which is a very cool win.
I bet this was great to see on a big screen, because they show in detail the launch sequences and the sequences in space, and you can tell that's what Damien Chazelle was really passionate about showing. What did you think seeing it on the screen?
Yeah, you could, watching it, you could 100% tell how much work had just gone into all the effects and special effects for that film, and just a lot of the really cool things, like when they've got shots of the shuttles in space and bits of the cargo dropping off. It's all silent, as it would be in space as well.
Which is a big pet peeve of most people when they show sound. This is really great moment when they land on the moon and the door opens and it's like the sound literally goes rushing out because all the wind goes past them. Well, not wind, but the pressure
being released
goes past them, and suddenly it's just dead silence on the moon. And you can only hear them talking as they would have done on the original 1969 broadcast of it. It's pretty good like that. What were your first impressions watching it, Kieran?
Well, so I hadn't seen any trailers or anything.
Yeah, it's a good way to see if and would
you
agree?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want a lot of the best bits to be spoiled from the trailers, and I knew it was going to be a good film, so I thought I'll just go along, watch it, and just be entertained.
Yeah.
And it starts out in about 1961 or so, where they're essentially trialing all the space rockets and all the different projects previous to the actual landing on the moon, and it shows a lot of all the failures as well. So,
one of the failures is the Gemini 8, which Ryan Gosling is actually in, and the point of that mission, I should say Neil Armstrong was actually in. the point of that mission was to test if they could dock with an unmanned ship in space. Now, that was actually successful, but then it began spinning out of control. And that was a really good sequence as well. That was like some breathtaking stuff. And of course, a bit more tragically, they showed the failure of Apollo 1.
Yeah.
Do you know a bit about your space history?
Not particularly, no.
So it's actually interesting. You can go in with knowledge about the history of NASA and really enjoy what they decided to pay attention to. Or you can go in near completely blind and just be taken away by what is a pretty accurate representation of the process of how they got Neil Armstrong to the moon. Now, what did you think of Ryan Gosling's performance, Kieran?
I thought that he gave a really good performance in that film, but and all of his highlights were when he was in all the shuttles.
I agree.
And then when he was in all of those emergency situations when he had to undock from the rocket when it just started spinning out of control, and as the commander on that project, he had to make the project was going to be a failure. It was a failure to the public. It was a failure in Washington as well.
And you could see him dealing with the press afterwards. There were some good scenes when he had to do like press conferences and stuff. There's actually this odd thing. It's a very deliberate choice from Damien Chazelle. I'll talk about the family drama in a minute. But there was a really good scene where Neil Armstrong is answering questions from his family before the Apollo mission, before he goes into space, and he treats it like a press conference.
Yeah, I've seen that scene.
have you seen that?
Yeah, they played it during the BAFTAs, and I thought it was really, really effective, that scene.
It's pretty clever.
On its own, yeah.
And it shows the disconnect between him and his family. But my one criticism I would say is I don't think Damien Chazelle, or the writers, I should say, were as interested in the drama between him and his family, because it's not a spoiler to say this. At the beginning of the film, Neil Armstrong's daughter dies, and you can see how that makes him separate from the rest of his family for the rest of the film. Now, unfortunately, because he goes so distant and he throws himself into his work, that doesn't give Ryan Gosling a lot to work with in terms of actually, you know, emoting and expressing how he's feeling. Because the point is that Neil Armstrong became a lot more closed off after that. Would you recommend the film?
I'd recommend it to pretty much everyone if you've got... It is quite long a film, so it comes in at about 2 hours 20 minutes. So I'd say you definitely want to put some time aside for it, and you want the time to watch it properly, but I can't think of any bad things to say other than like the points we've already mentioned. But I think it is a fantastic film, and I wish that more people had seen it, because I think more people should see it.
So I'd recommend it for the visual experience alone. So yeah, Kieran, thank you for coming on the show.
If you want to know any information at all, it's all on our Facebook, just the University of Nottingham, The Silver Screen.